Before we get to this episode, just to say thanks to everyone who's bought my new book, Champion Thinking, How to Find Success Without Losing Yourself. Published by Bloomsbury, the response has been terrific. It's an Amazon bestseller. It's been top 20 in the airport charts consistently, and the reviews have been terrific right across the board. And if you like this episode that you're about to hear on Flow, you'll be sure to enjoy Champion Thinking. Head to my website, simonmundy.com, or Amazon, Waterstone, Smith's, places like that, to get your copy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, and thank you for joining me for this bite-sized episode of the Life Lessons podcast with me, Simon Mundy, in which we revisit one nugget from one of my previous conversations and have a closer look. We all come into this world with unconditional worth and then invariably lose sight of that and spend so much time running around trying to prove that we're enough. It's basically part of the human condition, it seems. And it has been something of a key theme running through this podcast in the last few years. One of my guests I talked about this with was the 1996 Formula One world champion, Damon Hill, whose father, Graham, had also been a world champion, making them the first ever father-son duo to achieve the feat. We spoke about the sense of lack that can drive some people to success and celebrity, and the impact that fame can have on people, from those who get lots of attention through to the public that expect them to live up to an impossible ideal. Damon also spoke about self-reflection and the value of therapy, which had a hugely positive impact on him. So if there's someone you think might benefit from hearing this, please do share this episode wherever you can. But first, it really was a pleasure chatting to Damon. He's wise, funny, and thoughtful. And here he is.
I like what you said there about being, and we're born just being and being happy with just being. We're okay with the fact that we exist, and we don't need to add anything else on. Then over time, learn more that we feel like we need to add stuff on or subtract things off. And again, you've spoken about unconditional self-worth being the ultimate state. So just happy to be. And you quote George Michael saying he once pointed out that famous people aren't famous so much because they have something others lack, but more they lack things others have, or they perceive that others have.
Yeah, exactly.
We hold fame up to this such a high ideal, don't we? But actually it's, I think Alain de Botton says that the sign of a healthy childhood is no desire to be famous.
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%. I mean, it's absolutely, why do you need the attention? It's because you haven't had the affirmation that you are of worth, that you have an intrinsic worth. You need something extra. You always need to be applauded or something. Yeah. I mean, you know, you could argue that a lot of sporting excellence is provoked by a sense of lack of something. The corollary to that, of course, is that a lot of these people are actually incredibly talented as well. Mm.
It's a dangerous mix. Talent and trauma.
Yeah, you know your talent, but I mean, it's a very well balanced person that can cope with competition and or success in their career and be able to cast it aside and say, "Oh, it's a mere trifle. It's a bagatelle. It's not important."
Yeah. I mean, you've had more experience with, you know, famous people than most, even most other famous people, because, you know, you were born into a world of being surrounded by famous people, and then you know, two-time Sports Personality of the Year award and all this kind of stuff. Without naming names, I mean, would you say that what we're just alluding to with fame here is a general truism that you've noticed throughout your life or not?
I would say that it's true of some situations and some things. I think that there's no avoiding, you know, that you know, the fact if someone is brilliant at something that they're going to get a lot of attention. It's what they do with that attention. I think the Beatles have been a big influence on my life, and their experience of fame, they really questioned their fame, and they suffered because of their fame, and they were not happy about what fame had done, not necessarily to them, but what it does to people. You know, you see an ugly side of people. You see a hunger. So it's not just the famous people who have the issues necessarily. It's all of us who respond to fame.
Yeah, yeah. We're all complicit, aren't we?
Yeah. So we put onto those people expectations. And there's this relationship where we have this superhuman who is able to provide us with all our the things we need to believe in. And then we find out, after all, they're not quite as superhuman as we wanted. And then we hate them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that really is the way it goes, isn't it? They've got feet of clay and they've let us down by being human.
You can't put onto people these things. You know, we shouldn't. That's the weakness in us, is that we expect something extraordinary or some magic person to come and fix everything for us. That's we can't, you know, you can't do that to people. We have to be a bit more grown up about it.
A vision of a mature and enlightened society, I guess, for me would be one where we stop putting people on unrealistic pedestals and sort of realize that everyone has faults and positives and that's fine.
On that front, I mean, I would say I'm very impressed by Yuval Noah Harari's, his view of things is that what way forward is in, you know. George used to say, when I stopped racing, I said something to George Harrison, who was very helpful to me in my career, and I knew him a little bit. And I said, oh, I'd love to. It was some rocket thing or some sort of space. I said, I'd love to go out to space. He said, no, man, inner space. Yes. You know, I was all excited about getting out there, and he was saying, no, the way forward is in. The way forward is to go within yourself. And that's what Harari is saying, is that until we have leaders who know themselves, we're going to be misled. So here we are. That's what we're made of. And that's why I think that getting to learn yourself is very important. And we've had a chance I had a chance when I stopped racing. I frightened myself because I didn't know who I was. So going through self-reflection is not always as comfortable as you'd hope. But you come to a better realization of yourself.
And obviously you spend a lot of time in therapy. Do you think it's possible to reach self-awareness in that way without that kind of help?
I think therapy is extraordinarily useful. I think that Jung tried to do it on his own. You know, Jung went into the, you know, his long dark night of the soul. You know, you can get lost. The danger is you can get lost. I do think it's helpful to have someone there to hold your hand on the journey. And there's an extraordinary chemistry that happens with therapy, which is that for the first time nearly ever, you can be with someone who is not there to take advantage of the knowledge that you are exposing about yourself. So you feel there's a comfort that is brought by being with someone who you can reveal yourself to. But we're not so free to do that in society. We have to be very careful about what we reveal publicly. The comfort that is brought from being with someone who you can discuss all these mad ideas sometimes you have, I think it's good. I think that public therapy I'm nervous of. I know that there's a lot of people wanting to reveal themselves, and in some ways I could be accused of that, you know, revealed that I've been in therapy. But I would hope that people who need some way out of their predicament would turn to someone they can trust and realize that it's going to help.
You spoke earlier about fixing things. Was there a point then during that process that you went through then that you accepted that, you know, you couldn't fix what had gone before in your own family that you were born into?
I think the first 2-3 years of therapy were pretty much fixed, if you can use that word. It brought me to realize that there were things that had affected me that I wasn't responsible for. And then after that, it's about what you're responsible for. So you do realize that there's a differentiate. You learn to differentiate these blended lives that you kind of that get muddled up. You are fulfilling what you believe to be your mission, but it's actually someone else's mission. And so, you know, differentiating between those things is a release, because you realize, oh, I don't have to do that anymore. That's not my bag. That's not my problem. That's someone else's problem. And it's been plopped on my lap, and I've been trying to resolve someone else's issue. So that the differentiation between you, what is your issue and what is someone else's is very liberating.
Thank you for listening to this bite-sized episode of the Life Lessons podcast. If you could please share this episode on social media or with someone who you think might benefit, I'd be immensely grateful. Until next time, have a great week.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.